This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If Christian leaders are first and foremost teachers, it makes sense that a Catholic bishop would take on the pro-abortion record of a man nearly canonized by popular media, Nelson Mandela. Rhode Island Catholic Bishop Thomas Tobin first lauded the South African leader, but said that it was shameful that Mandela's noble defense of human dignity did not include the youngest members of our human family, unborn children. In 1996, Mandela signed a bill which replaced one of the world's most restrictive abortion laws for one that has become one of the most enabling of abortion. Planned Parenthood is coming to the aid of President Obama once again. As in the 2012 elections, Planned Parenthood is now using celebrities and paying people to canvass neighborhoods to help save Obamacare. Planned Parenthood stands to be one of the biggest beneficiaries financially from the implementation of Obamacare. This is Life News Radio.
Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number. 800-550-4900.
What pro-life groups predicted in healthcare rationing is happening to over 5 million Americans. One form of such rationing is insurance cancellation, which the president and his supporters said would not happen. The latest story is a family with a daughter requiring multiple brain tumor surgeries who may now have no way to care for their daughter. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.